It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Why are you so tan?
Oh my gosh. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. Listen, lots of cover today.
Just getting right to it, though.
Well, honestly, first show of the year. Mm-hmm. I am. Talk about coming hot out of the box.
Yeah, you are.
Seriously. I have a couple things working to your detriment listening to the show today.
Oh, that's a good way to start.
One will be your host is definitely like a racehorse. In a stable is how I described myself to the not a stable in a like in a like at the starting gate,
mm-hmm.
like ready to go.
You always are.
I know, but it was exacerbated and made even worse by my relaxing trip to Puerto Rico.
Because how would we know
with the family
that there's a difference here?
Yeah, but the problem is me resting. That is that like a thing?
I don't think it is.
Is that a thing? Do you mean I don't really ever rest?
Nobody's ever seen you rest.
I don't think. Yeah, it's almost like those animals. Like I've never seen this animal do this particular thing, and they happen to catch it.
Yeah.
If you caught me laying by the pool or by the beach, it was like, is that Philip Sassano, the Design Coach,
it's not
actually laying down for
right.
a significant period of time?
Right.
Because it just it never.
It's probably
really
Luke. He looks like you.
Probably Luke
in disguise.
Oh my gosh! Have you been to Puerto Rico?
I have not.
Oh.
I've just been to the Dominican Republic.
That are totally random. Let's just start with this, because before we get to our very special guest, who's with us, Sonia, our social media and storytelling guru, is with us today. We'll get to you in a moment. More about me to start the show.
And look at the look of shock on her face.
No, she's not shocked.
There is
by
not
any
shock.
Of this at all. So none of this comes as a surprise. But in typical fashion, my wife planned an amazing trip. This is one of the true gifts of my life is having her be somebody who, mm-hmm. basically, I just need to show up.
Right.
Which is, you know, fascinating if you can just, it's an in-house travel agent.
And every man's dream, quite frankly.
Yeah,
just
I show up, I get on the plane, I don't exactly know, I mean, I know where we're going generally. Like in this case, I knew we were going to Puerto Rico. I could not have told you the city, right? Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that we did the trip to the Bacardi distillery.
Oh.
And I will no longer call it Bacardi because it's Bacardi, like it's Bacardi rum, like it's Bacardi.
Is that the way they say it?
No, they corrected me several times.
Good,
which is, as they should. Bacardi. I came back with that.
Bacardi. Okay.
And then I
wonder how that's going to go when we order that at the bar, though.
No, I'm getting. I just decided I'm coming back with that.
I love it.
Along with my fedora and my tan.
Yeah.
I bought a fedora.
You should have bought a lot of fedoras. Like I would have worn a fedora.
It was probably the most tourist thing that I had done in a really,
really
long time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could just envision. You know, it's almost like, you know, Luke and I were walking around like father, son, two fedoras.
Oh, God.
Like, seriously, like it was about the
Bermuda
most
shorts,
thing.
Black
yeah,
socks
it was
and
like
sandals.
The most
Great.
Touristy thing we could have possibly done, but we had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to visit one of the top 50 bars in the world called La Factoria, which is this beautiful, awesome, old, roadside kind of bar in Old San Juan, and if you've never been, it's a little bit of a combination of like the streets of what I would envision Italy,
mm-hmm.
or no, when I was in Italy, a little tighter.
Right.
My son likened it to Lisbon, Spain. Lisbon, Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it mixed with a little New Orleans.
Uh huh.
Like that. That's kind of the
cool.
way that I would describe it. It's got a decay about it that you mm-hmm. know that I love. It has a color about it that you know that I love. And if you go to our Instagram page, you'll sort of see some of the things that I was able to share. And the reason I mentioned this is not to have everyone opine for a trip to, you know, Puerto Rico or clap for me that I was there. It was definitely a awesome trip with the family. And it was after a year that was super challenging with all of the growth that we've experienced at the Design Coach and all of the effort that we've been putting into crafting this new model that we're really excited to talk about in you know, today, actually, and in 2024. But it was this reset for me was not just one that was based on relaxation. On New Year's Day, I had the rare opportunity. Luke and I just kind of wanted a break from the sun and just kind of wanted a break from, you know, sitting poolside and beachside. And
Wait a minute.
It's got a little monotonous.
Hold on a minute. Can we just go back for a minute? You needed a break
I needed a break.
Beachside.
Yeah, I was bored. I was bored, and I wanted something more. Listen, you know
I can
me. You know
see
that that's
that.
Gonna. You know that I only have so much of that in me.
Oh, you're constantly on the move.
Right, but I found that the first 2 days I really needed it.
Right,
I really needed the reset. And I was wandering. We were wandering the streets, and I said to Luke, "I go, listen, man, I'm just letting you know right now. I have no destination. We're gonna wander." La Factoria does not open until like 2 or 3, like later in the day. And I want to share in the beginning part, I want to share sort of like what the reset looked like for me. Cause you know, travel's a big reset for me. Mm-hmm. It's a color calibration. It's a way to sort of wipe your mind of whatever the Midwestern routine is, mm-hmm. to be able to really kind of jump back in with an enthusiasm for life and what we do at the Design Coach, which is at my core. Mm-hmm. And exploration, adventure, finding, searching, always on the go. To find in search of the next big idea is kind of what we're all about. And so for me, I couldn't have envisioned a better start to wandering the streets of Old San Juan and listening to just the joy. Like, I can't remember a time when I wandered the streets where there was that much singing.
Oh.
Both in groups, uh-huh. people just in groups singing, not for tips, not for money, just for singing. And the amount of gravity that had with people around, tourists and locals alike.
Right.
It was unbelievably enriching and easy. And it was in multiple spots in the city. And then I was noticing people would just sort of sing to their babies and their kids, like while they were just sitting on a park bench. So mm-hmm. there was a soulfulness. And I mentioned this in the post to sort of start the year. It just seems to come from a deeper place, right? And to sing it deep within your soul is the way that I really want to. It's one of the things amongst the fedora and the other items and the Bacardi that I purchased that will be coming back with me. But it was a really special trip, and I'm really, you can tell that I'm ready. Like I'm ready to do this. When I visited La Factoria,
you're always ready.
I know, but here's the other thing that stuck with me.
It's a new
when did bars
perspective.
And here's what I loved about this experience. So we get into La Factoria. Luke and I sit at the end of the bar, and we order two of the most signature cocktails. And by the way, they were life-changing cocktails. One was a lavender mule with made without ginger beer.
Oh.
And one, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
awesome.
No, I'm not a ginger
and then
beer
one,
fan.
One was an awesome rum drink that had like an allspice infusion made with real green tea. I mean, it was just the amount of level of chemistry, this absolute... this experience and this place lived up to its billing 110%. And it, again, was decayed. It was, there was
right.
no sign on the building. There's no sign.
It's the atmosphere.
It's the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. Luke and I started as the first customers at the end of the bar. Within 5 minutes, what I loved seeing was families, you know, older people, younger people, babies in the bar. Like, I remember that scene from Sweet Home Alabama where it's like, you brought a baby to a bar. Like, that's what they
but
do.
But we say that a lot in Wisconsin. Right,
but that's but there, it felt normal because it yeah. was just a gathering place. See,
right.
the bar wasn't a bar. It was a it was almost like a celebratory activity uh-huh. of just being together. Which to me is what a bar should be.
Right.
Not a place to drown your sorrows in booze. Not a place to overconsume and act like an idiot.
Right.
It was so special because it was just a place to gather an experience of all ages. And so I wanted to sort of share that to sort of start the show, because these experiences and the storytelling that I just sort of did is something that we're really going to be dedicated to in 2024. And the person that's going to help us is the great Sonia, who almost needs like no last name. It's almost like Prince. It's
almost Cher.
Just like, we just like, it's Sonia. Like, I don't know. Sonia will figure out a way to take care of it. So without too much, I would like you to introduce yourself to everyone in the audience. And we'll talk a little bit about what you do for us that has become and is becoming so integral to
every business.
Every business,
right.
Especially ours.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
All right, Sonia, tell people all about you. Let's start there.
All about me. Okay. Yes. Sonia, okay. No last name.
No less things. Love it.
And I am a visual storyteller,
yeah,
story
yeah.
maker. I am someone who cares deeply about clarity, confidence, intention in your brand. And I think that's what we've been working on at the Design Coach. And what I've also been working on, with all of my other clients. And I love that you talked about soulfulness, and I love that you talked about experience, because I wholeheartedly believe that those are the things that ground a good brand and allow you to connect with your audience in a deeper way.
And I don't care whether it's personal branding, which we've talked about, mm-hmm. or business branding. These days, they're sort of one and the same. It's very interesting how much social media and storytelling is becoming the part of everyone's personal fabric, not just their business fabric. Mm-hmm. You know, what you've experienced and where you've been and the things that you have to say, the social media platforms are becoming that kind of space. And yes. It's interesting to see them, especially in your case, moving from what I think to be somewhat the vapid, right? We talked about off air, the color of the year and all the trends that, you know, that
persimmon.
I can't mm-hmm. stand.
And persimmon.
And that I don't want my clients on the trend treadmill. Like, that's not where I want you. I want you telling your own personal story and your own personal brand through your design. I mean,
yes.
For lack of a better analogy, that's really important to what we do with the Design Coach.
Yes.
And you don't just do it for us. You do it for lots of great partners of ours as well, including yes. Katie Oglesby. She does Katie's work. Yes. And I know, Nancy, you're familiar with Katie's work. And Katie's branding is fantastic.
Yeah.
And all Katie's branding does is accentuate the best parts of what she does mm-hmm. in a packaging I know you already love.
It accentuates the best parts of what she is, yes. not yes. just what she does, because absolutely. She is what she does. Like her whole business is based on her personal experience and just all of that. And so I feel like there's a difference. It's not
Katie
just what
is
she
Lake
does,
Geneva's
absolutely
own,
what yeah, she is.
Katie is Lake Geneva's own self-proclaimed garden girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And what she's, you know, she was on a couple episodes ago and really what her mission is to help you live better, mm-hmm. right? Through growing, in essence, your own food.
Yes.
And figuring out a way to make that experience meaningful for you on multiple levels. And it's born of a very personal experience. And when we come back from the break, Sonia, so is yours. Mm-hmm. Your ability to want to storytell comes from an interesting story that I would like you to share when we come back from the break.
Okay.
Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. I think I just did a commercial for Puerto Rico with the first 12 minutes.
You're a walking commercial for something all the time.
No, I'm not kidding. If you've never been, the weather's amazing. The trade winds are always blowing. I mean,
it's a commercial. Okay.
It's amazing. Okay, I'm off of that. Anyway, back on our topic. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And we're talking with Sonia, who is our social media guru and storyteller at The Design Coach and for a lot of other people. And, you know, before we left for break, you know, what I love is you've seen a transformation because you've been with us. You started this journey with us last February of 2023.
Yep.
And our team and our company looked very different.
Yes.
Than it looks now. Mm-hmm. And so you've really been riding kind of like in the passenger seat, mm-hmm. in the front seat of seeing the transformation at The Design Coach happen like right in front of your eyes. And that perspective for me, I needed to learn. It was interesting because, and I can admit this to you, I needed to learn what that meant. What did storytelling really mean? Not from a project perspective, which I know how to do.
Right.
I needed to figure out what that meant from a team perspective. And Sonia's, your literal lens and your figurative lens was so instrumental in helping us do that. And your ability to market people like Katie, people like, and help us tell our story at The Design Coach comes from a very personal place. I'd like you to start this segment with that and sort of connect the audience to the genesis of, I want to help people tell their story and why.
Yes, that is a long story from way, way back. So combination of things. I would say about 10 years ago, I was reading a book called The Body of Work. And it talked very specifically about how there is a connection with all of the different roles and responsibilities you play in your life, both personally and professionally. And I have experience in marketing at Motorola for about 10 years. I also went to design school and spent quite a few years there getting a degree in design, and also had a personal passion for photography. And at some point, those mashed up and became my tools to start sharing people's stories. And it's just, it's a deeply rooted desire for me. Mm-hmm. And I really, really want to see people be successful at chasing their dreams and turning those dreams into reality. And I believe it starts with clarity, which is what you're talking about, understanding why and how you're going to do that, and how you're going to do it in a really authentic and meaningful way, your way, mm-hmm. not someone else's way. But there's so many people out there with so many brands and so many businesses that have similar services and offerings, but the way that you do it and how you share that can be different, which is what sets you apart from everyone else in your industry and helps you connect with your audience on a very, very personal level. And so for me, it's this slash career that I've developed. And that's the term they used in the book, slash career, because you can be a poet and you can be a photographer, and that can be mashed up into something else, right?
See, that's a great concept, because that is exactly what our model is actually trying mm-hmm. to do.
Absolutely.
You know, we are interior design slash mm-hmm. a million other things.
Yes.
And they're all connected.
Absolutely.
See, the specialization, I think we all try to convince ourselves is being an expert in something mm-hmm. means you're actually denying yourself the slash line. Mm-hmm. That actually tells the complete story of who you are.
Yes.
And I think there was a time, we know there was a time, when what you did for your job and what you had as your family, that was it. Mm-hmm. Like, those were sort of like your two identities.
And they were separate yes. most of the time.
And unless it was at a party or a holiday party or a family party, like, they didn't really ever collide. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew, you know, I saw my father go through that. I mean, I think a lot of people who grew up in the 70s and 80s, there was that division, right? Well, it's completely changed. Yes. What you do on a daily basis is your story.
Yes.
And what you do on a daily basis is on multiple levels.
Yes. And all of those stories connect, right? All of those stories connect, whether they're personal or professional, and they feed into what you are able to offer and deliver to the world, to your clients, to your team. And we were talking the other day and you called me a dot connector. And yes. I thought that was great, because
I'm using that all the time.
It is.
My team's going to be like, what is with this connector? The dots thing? Because that's kind of what it's about.
That's exactly what it's about.
Whether that's management, whether that's parenting, whether that's romance, whether mm-hmm. like, it doesn't really matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not actively connecting the dots in your life,
yes,
there's a term for that. It's called situational awareness. It's also called, you know, emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. All of those things are really like high on the list right now,
yes.
you know, especially in social media, people talking about. But connecting the dots, if you're not actively doing that, then you might just be one of the dots, right? And
right.
I never just wanted to be a dot. I wanted to be the one who could kind of connect the dots.
I love this.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the difference between someone who's able to offer an exceptional experience and someone who's struggling to do that.
Yeah. Are you active or are you passive? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting when I hear people talk about not being able to make headway on something, or not mm-hmm. being maybe convincing enough, or not being able to be persuasive enough, or it's because they're not active in trying to make those connections to connect the dots of all of the facets of their life. I didn't want a life where I wasn't the same in the office as I could be at home. Mm-hmm. I come on this radio show every week and I say, I'm struggling with the same things my clients are in design. Mm-hmm. Like, I am both, you know, teacher and student at simultaneously coaching myself.
Right, which also allows you to resonate with your audience. It makes you relatable. You understand what they're going through, and it's important to share that
See, that's,
with your clients.
That's what I was going to say. It's about being both, and it's tricky to do, mm-hmm. both relevant mm-hmm. and relatable.
Yes.
To your client. What you're offering has to be relevant, and why you're offering it has to be relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I mean, our journey at the Design Coach, you know, like I said, started with a much smaller team, mm-hmm. looked different in its mm-hmm. size and complexion. As we began to really understand what we wanted our culture to be, which we were able to define sort of in three words, which was, you know, comprehensive, creative, and concierge. Like those mm-hmm. were really the three core values that we really try to, like, that's kind of where we live now.
Yes, which we actually took time developing, right?
Yeah.
We developed an ethos, we developed words that had meaning for you and your team and how you show up for your clients. And that took us a few weeks.
You know, that's a really good point.
Right?
Let's start. I'd like you to share a little bit of your process. Because
absolutely.
I think it's not just the talent that I think is important that makes a professional. It's not just the talent. It's sort of all of the other ways you go about doing your job. And part of that is not just the talent, but your process. In other words, the mm-hmm. how. Mm-hmm. Not just the why or the what you do. But how you go about doing it that actually made it for me transformational in having me look at myself differently, because mm-hmm. I'm a pretty opinionated guy. I have a very clear direction on what I think look good and doesn't.
Absolutely.
But when I had to turn that lens on myself from a branding perspective, it was the most difficult and uncomfortable and then eventually rewarding. Mm-hmm. And I've arrived at this place, mm-hmm. and you and I talked mm-hmm. about this literally last week.
Mm-hmm.
I've arrived at this place where I understand, and Nancy, I even talked about this with you, when you listen to yourself on the radio,
mm-hmm.
when I was doing the show years ago, and I sounded like I was being held hostage on the radio to talk design against my will, and I was reading everything. That's literally how it sounded. It sounded like, and if you use red, it will be good for your interior and make it feel warm. Like it was, and then I threw that out and I just free-formed it. And then I realized that didn't work either, that what you needed was some structure. You had enough of a concept that you could talk about, but it also needed to resonate from an authentic place, and then you could just riff.
See, you also had to have a producer that keeps you on
and I have to have a supportive team to pull off all the stuff that I want.
Right.
You have to have something to talk about. It is who you surround yourself that matters.
Right.
You know, we talked about on a show not that long ago about momentum is really hard to do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to keep mm-hmm. momentum to do that on your own. And if you're looking for that in 2024, who you surround yourself with actually really does matter. And you've been a huge point person for us in that. Let's talk about your process and what that looks like for maintaining momentum mm-hmm. through the storytelling process that you walk your clients mm-hmm. through.
Well, from the very beginning, what we do is we spend time having conversations. I want to know what drives you, what motivates you, what your desire is, why you want to connect with your clients, how you want to show up differently. I think all of those things are really, really important because with that strong foundation, then storytelling becomes easy. Mm-hmm. And so we start with those conversations, and then we move to what I like to call kind of a collage creative process. I go to books, magazines, newspapers, Pinterest, anything online that I can also pull imagery from. And we start pulling together imagery that feels the way we want your brand to feel when someone stumbles upon you or when someone is introduced to your brand and your business. And so that process is very tangible for me and for my clients as well. They're able to see what that vision could look like. And then we can pull those things in and out. We can add stuff that's missing, which I know we had that conversation in the office with the team. Maybe there were a few things missing. Maybe this thing doesn't fit exactly the way we want it to. And again, this is all about building clarity, about understanding what your message is, why you want it to be that, and how you want it to be expressed in your way. And so that's just the visual way to start the process of storytelling.
I think we all think we're clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big thing. I think we all think that we're being clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked a few shows ago about sequencing and context and how important that is, that if you're not sharing, you know, why you're doing it in this order or what the context is, how things can be taken differently mm-hmm. because you haven't provided that for people.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, and for what I think you've brought to the table, and when we go into segment three, we'll talk more about this. The coaching, the clarity in the communication, that taking time and space to actually do that, if you want your brand to be successful, people have to, it has to be clear. What do you do and what are you trying to say? And when we come back from the break, we're going to explore that with Sonia, our social media and marketing guru. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. I've been reminded that it's segment three. Listen, the bonus segment was nice last week.
Yes.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It doesn't come around all that often. Anyway, good morning, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sisano. And we're so happy to have our special guest, Sonia, who is our storyteller. It's just so great that you've sort of seen the growth in the company from the beginning, you know, from, you know, I would say early 2023 until now. We're not even the same company.
No, substantial growth.
I mean, substantial growth. And it's interesting how when we talk about quality begetting quality, you know, when you start the acceptance in your life of wanting quality experiences and wanting quality relationships and actually actively seeking that out, that's very difficult to do unless you've gone through the exercise yourself of figuring out what you're actually searching for. And I think when we, in the last segment, you talked a little bit about your process and about what that looks like to be able to sit down with a client and really help them begin to define and then eventually refine their thinking on what do you really want? What do you really want to say? And more importantly, and I think more profoundly, who you are.
Yes.
But, and I know this because, you know, I mean, we're a radio station, you know, commercials and branding people and everything. That's what we do.
Yes.
The reason for the clarity is because people are hit with so many constant messages, good, bad, ugly, all of it, that if you are not these days very clear and very, very precise with regard to how you want people to perceive you, your goals, your business, and the experience they can have with you, you're just going to get lost. It's just a waste. And people appreciate these days that clarity, because you don't get that from so many people. It's so generic, or, you know, moderate, mediocre. And when they find somebody who has projected, again, the clarity in concise form of what they do and why they do it, they're so appreciative because it's so clear. It's just, and of course they want to do business with you. Of course they want to emulate you or recommend you or experience something with you because they know what they're getting.
Well, and I'm here to listen, substance can sell.
Yeah, it does.
And you've heard me talk about this on the current, you know, nature of TV programming and design, that it's so big makeover mentality, that it can be very drama driven. It's just, it's sort of like a ridiculous caricature of our industry.
Unreal.
And it's been nice to see The Established Home and Magnolia Network begin to actually push forward the actual real process of the language of both, you know, great design, sometimes even the language of luxury, which we start to talk about, like, what does that really look like? Because I think everyone has a little bit of a different definition of, you know, what luxury items fit them. I mean, we find this in design that not every client needs the most expensive thing. They need the thing that fits. You know, they need the solution that's right for them. And it's not about how much you spend, but about where you spend it and how you make those decisions to right size that conversation. I think, but that's exactly kind of what you do, is you're trying to figure out, once you've sort of defined it, like, what's the next step after you've had those discussions and you've put the collage together? Like, what's the next step to help people say, okay, how do I then really share it?
Yes. So then we start building an ethos, right? We start building the message of your brand. That can also include a library of words that are meaningful to you and your brand and your business. And that becomes your language that you're going to start building off of.
And the ethos has replaced what I would say is the mission statement.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Very similar. Very
because
similar.
Because it can be a just a series of phrases. You know, when we started with you, we didn't even start with it on TDC.
Right.
we started with it on Canvas Co., this new brand that we're sort of building, and then we're so excited to launch because you know, you were trying to bring the vision of sort of two partners in this sort of together and figure out, you know, what did that look like, and we needed to have a shared ethos in order to sort of have the, I'm going to almost call it like the spiritual operating guide to like what that was going to look like as a brand.
Absolutely.
And that exercise, I think, when we turned that to TDC, if I had not gone through it for Canvas & Co., I don't know if I would have recognized how valuable eventually it was going to be. Because what I realized is that the design coach, although I sort of knew it wasn't always about me, now with the size of this team and the way that we service our clients, now I know it's not about me. It's about us. And so the design coach really isn't, I mean, this show might be my show and it's about me most of the time. I will tell you that the client service work and the design work we do is about us and about
the client.
It's about the client. It's it's about what we do for the client, not what I do for the client.
Right.
And the storytelling that I think that they share with us, we're trying to then visually reflect that in the interior, not of our stylistic interpretation of it, but our stylistic servitude of it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, it's not just about a series of selections that we think are sort of the reflection of who they are. It's more about, it's deeper than that. And I think that's kind of what you're getting at, is it gets deeper, and that it starts with the ethos.
Yes, absolutely. And to your point, what we do as small businesses and brands is yes, about us because of the way that we serve them, but it is about our clients and how we show up for them. And I think that is something that people miss often. They're talking about themselves, what they can do, what they can offer, how they're different. And those things are important, but they have to be positioned in a way that it tells a client how it is going to add value to them or benefit them or change their lives.
You have no idea, absolutely no idea how many clients I have said exactly that to. Nobody cares about you.
Right.
Nobody cares one thing about you. All they want to know is, what do you do for them? What's different? Everybody has a fish fry. Why is yours different?
Absolutely.
Why should they go to you instead? Family recipe, whatever. And it doesn't matter what that detail
is. But that requires revealing something.
Yes.
And really giving it substance and thought.
Yes.
And in the scarcity of what we believe to be our limited time.
Right.
We're not introspective enough to begin to tell the story that emanates from our core. We go to what we think people want, and that's fast, or that's price, or that's whatever it is, versus sort of figuring out, it's not just your why, because it's your why and your how as it's paired together, but it's also the then what, where, right? What's your frequency? So where do people go wrong? Like when the process with you, when they're not sharing enough, like what is the sticking point where they hold themselves back, and how do you coach them through that?
I think the sticky part is rushing through the process. Really.
Do you know what? That's so true. Everyone's in a hurry to get there.
Absolutely.
Same thing with interior design. They're all in a hurry to get to the outcome versus like, let's just walk through the process to reveal the best version of what you want.
Right. And the authentic version of that takes time. It cannot be rushed. And so this is
curated.
A brand. Yes.
Curated. Yes. One of your favorite words.
And distilled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your brand is going to live on as long as your business is serving clients. And so it's going to evolve, and it's going to be reshaped maybe every decade or so, depending on how your business and your clients are reshaped. Because your clients' needs are going to change also. And so you're changing and evolving with them. And that takes time and consistency, and it takes critiquing how you're showing up and what that looks like. And is it still resonating with your audience? And so I think people get tripped up on, I need pretty photos for my website, for my social media. And of course, I absolutely want you to have beautiful photographs, but I want you to have beautiful photographs that add value to your message, to what you're doing, to your clients, to the way it resonates with them. I think that is so memorable, and it's unforgettable.
And the beauty
when you run into it.
The beauty is the vehicle.
Absolutely.
It's not the end.
Right.
And it's not about the pictures that you like. Okay? Because, Philip, I mean, honestly, in your business, who makes the decisions? Is it a 60-year-old man or is it his wife?
I think in the best environment, it's a complete collaboration.
Right.
Sure. But when you leave and the wife says, I really like this part and I really like this part, that's the part you're going to do, right? I mean, it's just because this is also reality. And so many people also get caught up in, well, I really like this and I really like that and I really like this. Okay, but that you're not necessarily your business's audience.
Right.
Just because you do this, that doesn't mean, you know, it's like, again, I go back to here because this is so exactly the same. Our listening audience is mostly women ages 25 to 64. If you are a 70-year-old man and you don't like the music we play, I kind of don't care. I mean, it's just because I'm not looking. I wasn't trying to play music that you like. I'm trying to play at music and produce commercials and program
100%
this person. 100%. So you have to draw them. You have to talk them out of it. Yeah. This that picture is not going to work. It needs to be this picture because that's the picture that's appealing to your audience.
And appealing to your audience, but also, is it aligned with your brand message and all of those things? Again, connecting dots, right? We need to make sure that every decision we're making is connecting back to the foundation of our brand, our message, our business, our values, our beliefs.
It's kind of like OCD. It also it all has to have the same theme or you can't.
It's also very much a process that I don't think people give themselves the time to really think about. And we find similarities in what you do, Sonia, and what we do in design. We talk about this on a regular basis about how when you're in a rush and when you just want the outcome versus putting in the work, you just don't get the output of the work product.
The quality.
And the brand product.
Right.
Without actually putting in the... And it's it can be very difficult. I mean, you and I, my first photo shoot that I did, I cringed at almost every photo. Because I was looking at things much differently. And it was interesting because in the second photo shoot that we recently did where I said to Sonia, I'm like, listen, I said, I want to have you back in a setting that I want to be comfortable in an interior that I recently completed. I said, I want you to see me, but I want you to see me in the space that's complete. We also share a lot of like process photos about these rooms before and after, about what they, you know, the journey that these spaces and these interiors go through. What I love about that is now I've got this arc from beginning to end, but it took me 9 months of really figuring out what I wanted to say, what as a team we wanted to say, what the complete service model looked like, to then finally at the end of the year feeling comfortable enough to go back and then go back and look at the photographs from February from the first shoot. And I realized this, Nancy, I loved a lot more of them than I thought because I had grown. I had grown up, right, in my own understanding of what I thought I was, what I could be. And I don't know that if I would have tried to truncate any part of that journey, as much as I needed honestly, I don't think I've ever needed a vacation more than this last one, because 2023 was such a crazy journey that I actually needed the rest and I needed the recharge. And I didn't come back, although I joke and I say I came back like this racehorse, right? It's much more controlled than that, because it's within the I would say the confines and the clarity of what I'm trying to achieve that has actually given me a lot of peace to be able to start the first part of the year, because I've defined it. I have the clarity, and now we're going to be working on the communication. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about how you help your clients and how you've helped us share it, because that doesn't just cover social media. It covers a lot more than that. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. We've definitely triggered Nancy.
Oh my gosh.
Sonia.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Really? It's like every day. I do this every day too.
Yes. Well, totally. Hey, good morning, everyone. You're listening to segment number 4 here at the Design Coach Radio Show, right here on Lake 96.1.
As I've been final reminded. Segment. Uh-huh. You will not get a segment.
But I think you know to at least put a you know to begin to put a little bit of a summary together. You know, the authenticity and the substance with which we're trying to approach 2024 at the Design Coach, in large part, is due to the search for it and wanting to actually open ourselves up to being vulnerable enough as a principal, a business owner, and a team to say, what is the experience we really, really want for our clients? Mm-hmm. And then how do we reverse engineer it from a business perspective? Which is one thing. A lot of people have a great business plan. They all have great people. They just don't know how to communicate it. And, you know, Nancy, we were talking about off air. You see that all the time at the radio station about people have a great brand. They've got a great product. But if your message isn't in line, this goes back to the alignment that we talk about. Mm-hmm. If you don't have alignment between all of those things, you know, your effort can really be wasted. And that's not what we wanted. You know, what I wanted is because we built this team and they're such great people. I mean, Sonia, you know this.
Incredible people.
Incredible people, and they mean the world to me. Mm-hmm. And I understand how hard they work, not just for our clients, but it's so great to see them work that hard for each other. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you've got a great team, when they're in support of one another. And that is then aligned with the client objectives.
I think you should take them all to Puerto Rico.
Oh my gosh, stop. They just all cheered.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I mean, they already love me. Why not love me more, right?
No, listen, this team does not have a problem celebrating. Let's just put it that way. But what I will say is that the reason this is important on the radio for us to talk about is because I don't think that people, again, give themselves enough time and space. And I think in 2024, what I wish for everyone is to take the opportunity to do that, start the year. Mm-hmm. It's to sort of think about, what do you want this year to be about? What's the story that you want to tell? It can have something to do with your interiors. In fact, it can have a lot to do with your interiors. But more importantly, realizing that your interiors are only going to be as good and as authentic as the story that you share. Mm-hmm. And that's where trends break down. That's where you robbing from other designers' looks to build your own falls thin, because it kind of, and that's where we're living right now at the Design Coaches. Our service aligned with the way what you do is, which is helping people find their original visual voice. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What does that look like? Mm-hmm. And then how do we go about finding it and then procuring it, assembling it, and then delivering it. And then at the end, the kicker for us is, how do we help you live it every day with our lifestyle offerings? Mm-hmm. You know, so for us, it's this perpetual, right, never-ending circle of the relationship with clients that just says, let's find ways to keep collaborating, creating, and evolving, and enhancing, and improving, and maintaining.
And the same is true for your brand.
Right.
Right.
I mean, how do you do that? How do you get people to understand that it's almost kind of like, if you build it, they will come. Mm. You don't have to use your brand to like aggressively reach out and.
Yeah. What does the maintenance piece look like? Once you've built it, Sonia, and you help them tell the story, like here's a good example, like someone like Katie Oglesby.
Right.
Right.
Like her story will sell you.
Yes.
But people don't have the patience for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you get them out of their own way?
Or Nancy, they've already been introduced to it. Mm-hmm. How does a brand keep?
Right.
Like, that's what I'm interested in. What does that look like?
Right. And actually, Katie and I are working on that right now. So it's been 4 years since her and I have been working together and developing her story and building her brand. And she's definitely at that point of refining it, elevating it, strengthening the message, kind of repositioning herself a little bit. Because when I first met her, she was actually going to be like a wellness coach, Pilates instructor, and gardening was kind of on the side.
Okay.
And when I met her at her house and saw her garden the way you did.
Oh, which is incredible. She's been on the air. I mean, go back to the episode a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. You walk in and you realize you've stepped into this magical place.
Right.
And I left that meeting saying, Katie, I don't understand why gardening isn't yeah. the front part of your business.
See, and I think that's what Sonia's amazing at, is mm-hmm. in a very safe, non-threatening way, yeah. you're able to say, have you thought about this? Because this is what yeah. I see.
But it's, right. again, it's getting you out of your own way. Yes. You know, think about it this way. Because you're right. Now she's got these magical gardens. She's got this, okay, well, she could do Pilates in the garden.
Absolutely.
Right? So like you know.
Well, and I honestly think that her desire has also shifted because sure. as we've developed her brand, she recognizes how she can change people's lives.
Like even she has fallen more in love with
it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And desire is so big. So that's something I just shared a very small post on social media. You can find me at Sonia Kammes, K-A-M-M-E-S, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I just shared a post today, very simple. It's not a brand if you aren't creating desire. And that's true for yourself as much as it is for your clients. Mm-hmm. And that is what Katie and I have been working on, building and developing that desire to keep going back for more, to keep finding the message and deepening the message and connecting with your audience and evaluating how you're doing and asking clients for feedback. All of that comes from a deeply rooted desire.
And it's important for you to understand that definition, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Like, you know, so often we talk about desire as something that is in the romantic term. Mm-hmm. No, this
and
is
that's
it's,
not,
it's
yeah.
hunger. Mm-hmm. It's
hunger
it's
is a great
hunger.
Word
it's
for that.
Desire
yeah.
to keep learning, mm-hmm. growing, mm-hmm. improving, mm-hmm. right? Loving, sharing, like all of that. Like, but if you don't have a desire to do it and you're not trying to muster that up in yourselves, mm-hmm. and honestly, the storytelling helps people do that.
Yes, and so that is one of the biggest things my clients walk away with, is that clarity provides them with confidence to mm-hmm. show up and say what they need to say and how they need to say it with their audience with confidence.
Mm-hmm. And here's what's really scary, Nancy. You ready for this? No, this is scary because I don't know if anybody knows this, but I shared this with you mm-hmm. about our recent photo shoot, which yeah. is I felt like until I had the team that I knew could be an authentic reflection of what I wanted to put out there, I was holding myself back consciously and subconsciously because I just didn't feel like what I was putting out there was an authentic reflection of what I thought I and we were capable of doing. And until I surrounded myself with the team, understood what they were capable of, understood that I got the alignment right, now with these coach-ups that we're going to start to do, not just to promote mm-hmm. the radio show, but to promote the actual making people or helping people grow in their desire mm-hmm. for quality, mm-hmm. now I kind of feel even more from a communications perspective, I'm hungrier. Mm. I'm more excited to share more of myself, which mm-hmm. I don't feel like I was there even 6 months ago.
Right.
So it has changed the way that I think, not just about me, mm-hmm. but about what I want to share. Mm-hmm. And now I can't stop wanting to share it.
Right.
But you're right. It wasn't perfect, though, at the beginning, exactly what you wanted. That's okay, though, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're supposed to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I actually encourage my clients to lean into imperfection because it's human.
Right.
And it's
again,
authentic.
Relatable. Yeah.
And it's relatable. Mm-hmm. And those imperfections actually help you tell your story in such a honest way that people.
So that's like for me, video is next and I've been shying away from it. Like I've been shying away from it.
Why?
I don't know. I just sort of felt like I wanted a level of understanding that I didn't have mm-hmm. when I started the year last year. I knew what we were capable of, and I knew we did beautiful spaces, and I knew creatively and from a business perspective what we were capable of. But throughout the course of the year, I started to see on a molecular and a granular level how design really started to connect people, mm-hmm. and I wasn't the only one doing it. Mm-hmm. My team was doing it by extension. And when you start to see that, when you start to see it reaching beyond you as a business owner, you start to, all of a sudden, scalability reveals itself. All of a sudden, all these possibilities of you not having to do it by yourself, or you're the only one pulling or pushing, Now you have this team doing it with you. Now all of a sudden it opens up a whole new world of possibilities that you hadn't really explored, mm-hmm. or been willing to explore, because you just knew that your time was limited. Now I'm looking at this and I'm saying, I'm better as a we than a me. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, as a company, and now I'm looking at it and saying, okay, well, what other ways can I promote and create, mm-hmm. to be able to inspire people to want to understand how to connect with us and with this amazing team? See, that's when it goes on, when it goes beyond you, that's when you know you've got something that is perpetual.
Right. Right. And it's incredibly rewarding, right? Which Incredible. Is why you want to keep showing up and giving, which you spoke about on one of your previous shows.
Because the same growth I saw in me, now I'm seeing in my entire team. If you're not going to let the process change you, mm-hmm. and improve you, mm-hmm. then you might as well not even start. Mm-hmm. But you have to come to the understanding that every day is an opportunity to improve. And in 2024, that's a huge message is, mm-hmm. every day, how can I be better, a better version of me today and tomorrow than I was yesterday? And if you're not willing to do that, mm-hmm. you know, if you feel like you're this finished work of art behind glass, then you're not then your brand's going to read hollow, and it's going to read selfish. Mm-hmm. You know this.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yes.
There's no room for narcissism. Is where I think you're going there.
No, but I love the thought of leaning into the imperfection.
Exactly.
Leaning into that and also slowing it down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Taking the time, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe it's weekly, maybe it's monthly, maybe it's 20 minutes, maybe it's an hour. Coming back and reflecting and taking the time to refine.
Okay, if people wanted to get in touch with you, because I just believe that, mm-hmm. you're such a great coach in this regard, if they wanted to get in touch with you, mm-hmm. how would they go about doing that?
They can find me on Instagram at Sonya Kamas, SonyaKames, and send me a DM. Let's, mm-hmm. connect. I love connecting directly with my clients. So I want to hear from you directly. Give me a message. I will reply to you.
Thank you for being the perfect guest to start the year.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine a better story than honestly learning to be this year your best and most authentic self.
Mm-hmm. And sorry that you may have talked less during this show than any show you've ever held, because she and I could have done this show totally just, mm-hmm. me and her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like, you know, that's like lots of things. I try to insert myself wherever I can sometimes.
Well, no, but it's not because I see, you know, like you get to work with people long term. Mm-hmm. I'm working with them in 30 and 60 mm-hmm. second increments, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you're right. There's so much to be put into that effort. And it's just rewarding whatever you do, like sleep on it.
And honestly,
think about it. Take the time.
And this year, let's do this. Let's just end the show here and say, this year in 2024, design way more than a great interior. Go design a life, mm-hmm. and go design a life that matters, and go design a life that keeps you wanting more and giving more. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you for listening. Sonya, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Have a great Sunday, everybody. You've been coached.